This is the Wu Wei Wisdom Podcast. Our weekly no-nonsense life lessons aim to inspire you to master your emotional and spiritual health, achieve balance, harmony, and flow, and rediscover the authentic and awesome you. We're your hosts, David James Lees and Alexandra Lees. This week, we are talking all about the Taoist secret to personal success, fulfillment, and inner peace. Okay, David, so Wu Wei is a little understood but very powerful Taoist term. What's the actual translation of the term?
I think that's one of the things that confuses people about Taoism, Alex, is there's no one translation. So you could translate Wu Wei into effortless effort. People mean, well, what do you mean effortless effort? Does that mean I don't have to do any effort? Effortless effort means, if you've ever played a sport, say something like tennis or golf or any sport really, and you hit that sweet spot, if you hit the racket and you just hit that ball in the right place, and it almost takes less effort to have a bigger impact, or a golf ball or anything that you're doing. So you are using some effort, but it almost becomes effortless. So that's one definition. The definition that you could also think about is being in your flow. And you know, and I often say in these teachings, the Taoist masters really like the analogy of water. And so if you imagine a river flowing through the landscape, making its way to the sea, the lowest of places, and the river can be a beautiful meandering place through beautiful countryside, but it can be through rapids and rocks, and there may be even a few crocodiles in this river. So life is like this river, and what we're trying to do is navigate our canoe down through this river, finding that sweet spot as we go through. So you can see there's lots of translations for the term Wu Wei. Wu Wei wisdom means using your wisdom to stay in that sweet spot.
So, David, there's two strands I've heard you confirm there. One is the idea of putting in an appropriate amount of effort into any situation. So whether that's relationship, family issues, career issues, personal health issues. And the other point is about this idea of flexibility and adaptability and being able to flow around challenges and obstacles. So would you say they're the two essential ingredients of Wu Wei?
I don't know where. I think they are two of the ingredients. Yeah. I'm not sure if they're two of the essential ingredients. So applying appropriate effort is very important. So in many of our teachings, we touch on the concept that the inner child gives us of perfection, wanting to be superior, wanting to be over people. In verse 24 of the Tao Te Ching, it says, don't live your life walking on tiptoes because you'll easily fall over. So finding the appropriateness, living your life in those small, consistent steps that you are in your balance at all times is very important. And, sorry, what was the other one?
The flexibility and adaptability.
Well, flexibility goes back to this idea of the river, of not having fixed ideas. So, again, we often talk about the difference between setting a goal and having an intention. If you set a goal, what it normally means is we draw a straight line from A to Z, like a 45-degree angle, and we get very stuck if we don't hit those points along that line. Where setting an intention, to me, is a little bit like in the olden days when the sailing ships used to say, leave Great Britain to go to America. They know where they're leaving from. They know where they're going to. But they have to navigate the winds and the tides of the seas to get where they need to go. So they have to be appropriate. and work within the environment that they're traveling through. So in life, the Taoist masters would say, we have to be a good sailor in our ship, because there'll be times when we've become becalmed and there's not much happening as in our lives. And there'll also be times when we're in the middle of a storm. And so we have to learn how to deal with that.
So I guess the opposite of the being open and being just putting the right appropriate amount of effort in is what you've described as the striving, the working hard for perfection. And that's obviously the qualities of our out of balance ego, or our inner child has a tendency to do that. And equally, with regard to the idea of flexibility and adaptability, the desire for control and prejudging things, again, qualities of the out of balance ego mind and the inner child, is the opposite of what Wu Wei would be.
That's right, Alex. So when we describe the inner child, we're talking about that part of your mind that's almost been affected through your childhood experiences. And as you quite rightly say, like a child, it wants things the way it wants it, when it wants it, now. It sees progression as a straight line. It wants to be slightly superior to other people, and not to rub their noses in it, more as a case that then other people won't criticize it, won't compare it, won't be judgmental. It believes that if it was perfect, then no one would have anything negative to say about it. So these are very childlike ideas that, if we're not careful and not aware of them, without realizing, without having that awareness, we will be following that path rather than following the path of ease and grace and following and living to our true potential and living in that flow.
I guess, David, though, playing devil's advocate, the inner child part of our mind would say, this kind of Wu Wei business, it kind of sounds like a bit of a compromise, a bit of a cop-out. Surely, if I work as hard as I can possibly work, if I can maximize out my goals and my intentions and whatever I do, surely that's going to bring me a greater success, greater achievements, and that is the way for me to reach my potential.
That's a very important question, Alex. And when I was living and working and learning in China, that was one of the questions that we had a lot of teachings on. And this is where you have to make that distinction, that being better than other people is a nonsense. How can one unique person be better or worse than another unique person? What this means is you have your own personal skills and attributes, which you should be using to your fullest, being the best that you can be. What other people do, and there's a beautiful Taoist saying, is the sky, the night sky, is full of stars. Let them all shine. There's enough space there for everyone to shine. So instead of looking over at someone else and trying to beat them, you don't know what's going on in their life and you're wasting your energy. Why don't you focus on your attributes and your skill set and be the best that you can be?
So, David, what you're saying there is don't waste energy comparing yourself. So I would imagine part of this Wu Wei approach is very much, dropping the CCJ, the comparing, the criticism, the being judgmental of yourself and other people, because in living in Wu Wei, living in flow, is optimizing use of our personal energy. And when we CCJ, when we compare, we are channeling, we're allowing our inner child or our ego to waste energy.
And you're also missing the point of the uniqueness, that every human being is unique and their journey is totally different to your journey. So they quite might be going through a very good patch in their life and you not going through such a good patch. But that doesn't mean anything, because in the next months or years, that could reverse. And you see this time and time again in the media. Successful people rise to the fullest heights and then they drop, and they drop down. And if you direct your energy onto other people, you are taking it away from yourself. Why don't you focus on you and walk your path? Again, the Taoist teaching is walk in fresh snow. Don't follow somebody else's footsteps. Now, the inner child will resist this, Alex, because the inner child doesn't like the unknown. And we have to understand that we live in the unknown, and we have to approach that as our source, and that's where we get our inspiration. This is where we get our creativity. It's a very important Taoist teaching to understand that we live in the unknown. We cannot control the future.
And so, David, just to pick up on one thing you said there, to me, it sounds like my wu-wei flow is different to your wu-wei flow, is different to the next person's wu-wei flow. And at any given moment or any given week or month or year or chapter in our lives, our flow in terms of the balance of our energy, how we put our time into relationships, into work, into personal health, that is also changing and moving into an appropriate balance. It's this idea of things not being rigid or fixed or static, and having an appreciation that that's okay. That's very Wu Wei, isn't it?
Yes, but that goes against exactly what you said earlier, where the inner child just likes to be in control.
Yeah.
And so what you're offering, this that you've just said quite correctly, enjoy the void and the flux of life, because that's where the creativity lies. That's where who you are and your potential lie. The inner child wants to know for certain.
Yeah.
So you have this inner kind of conflict where the inner child will keep you doing the same things, even though they are not successful. This is so important. You keep doing the familiar things of the inner child. So if you do this, this is your inner child in control. Keep on doing the same thing that doesn't work. And you keep repeating and repeating that pattern. This is when you're moving away from flow and you're stuck on what we call the carousel of despair.
Because the inner child does that because that's the way it believes it will have success. It will be emotionally protected. It will avoid big problems that it foresees. So because the inner child doesn't trust, as you say, it is not open, it is not flexible, it doesn't want to be in the moment, it always wants to be thinking ahead and strategizing, whereas actually the power, the opportunity and the potential for success and fulfillment and inner peace in life comes very much by being fully attuned to the moment. And that's how we judge appropriateness, because I think that's a big question that a lot of people will have listening to this. Oh, well, it's all well and good saying, well, it's the appropriate amount of this, that and the other in any one time. But it's like, how the heck do we judge appropriateness?
Better the devil you know. And he does this because when he takes you down that familiar road, it then blames you for making a mistake. And then he says the three lies. You're not good enough. You can't cope. You're unlovable. And it really wants you to take the reins and take control. And that's why the Taoists talk about small, consistent steps. This teaching is so important, particularly around New Year. How many times have you made a really important New Year's resolution? Maybe about your health, maybe about your well-being, maybe about spiritual development, meditation, doing more exercise. You start off with a really good intention, fully focused. You do it for a few weeks, and then slowly you drift back to the old familiar ways. And this is showing you how the inner child works. It kind of goes, okay, we'll let you carry on for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I'll slowly take control. That's why to make changes, it has to be these small, consistent steps. And you have to maintain it for at least a month, maybe two or three, until this way, the new way, becomes familiar. This teaching is so important. When the new way becomes familiar, the inner child will adopt the new way as familiar because it knows what's going to happen.
And so, David, I know in a lot of our teachings, we talk about almost like the two energies within us, or the two parts of ourselves, in terms of our ego and inner child being one driver. And then the other part of us is the Shen, the spiritual energy, the authentic self, as the other potential driver for our life. And that, I guess, in most of our teachings, we're talking about how to move away from having the inner child control us and being very strategizing, overthinking, controlling, striving. And we end up not living in Wu Wei, and how to shift back towards being led by our authentic self, our Shen, our spiritual self. So would you say that the if we can live in Shen, if we can stay deeply connected to our Shen, that will allow us to be more attuned to the moment, more able to judge appropriateness in any situation, whether it's a family situation with a relationship, situation with work, situation with finances? If we come at life and all life's issues and challenges from being guided by our Shen energy, then we're much more likely to navigate life in Wu Wei.
Thank you, Alex. That's a really fundamental teaching. That the translation from a Taoist teaching is we have a choice whether we believe that we're a human being having a spiritual experience, or we're a spiritual being having a human experience. And I believe we're a spiritual being. And I'm not talking about anything externally. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about angels. I'm talking about the spirit that represents you, the non-material part of you that we all have. And when we connect to that, as you said, then these decisions become more appropriate. The question is, why is it difficult to connect to that? Well, there's a few answers here that we cover in our teachings. First of all, it's quite simple. The inner child's voice is much louder. The inner child talks at you. And I sometimes call it the 3 a.m. mind. If you want to hear the inner child in full voice, wake up in the middle of the night when you've got a lot on and hear what the inner child is saying to you. The inner child has never said to you once, tomorrow is going to be a great day. Aren't you looking good, by the way? Things are going to work out well for you. It doesn't do that. It criticizes, compares, and judges. And so all the time, it's very loud, where the Shen voice talks from you. It's very quiet. It's very still. I would think it's more that we call, in our language, your intuition, maybe your gut feeling. And how many times when you've been through a challenging situation where you've said to yourself, I knew that was wrong. I knew I shouldn't have done that. I knew the right thing to do, but I got swayed. And that knowing, that inner knowing, is the Shen voice. And really, that Shen is that deep spirituality. And that's why I would really recommend you trying meditation. And I'm not talking about sitting cross-legged and sitting in a darkened room. You can meditate anywhere. For me, meditation is focusing your mind and reconnecting to your Shen. I want to say one more thing, what the inner child does without realizing. When the inner child says what I call the vow, and we've done many teachings on this, so perhaps you want to have a look at. The vow is there's something missing in me, there's something wrong with me, and then gives you the three lies. I'm not good enough, I can't cope, I'm unlovable. What it's actually doing is denying the Shen. It's denying your essence, your intrinsic value of who you really are, that innate value and worth that Shen represents, that inner knowing.
And so, David, would you say that if we believe the inner child, if we're in our self-talk, we criticize ourselves, we don't value ourselves, we doubt ourselves very strongly, and we deny our essence, our Shen, would you say that that automatically shuts us off from living in Wu Wei? We cannot live in Wu Wei if we are in denial of our truth, of our value.
I would agree with you, perhaps not the word shutting off. It makes it more difficult to live in our Wu Wei.
Like grinding gears.
Yes, it is like grinding gears. It's like you're walking. If you ever have this experience, it's like you're walking and you're carrying an anchor with you. You are walking, you are going forward, but it's hard work all of the time. And that's because you're not in your flow. You're not in this sweet spot, this effortless effort, because the voice of the inner child is so familiar to you, you don't question it. And that's why we do these teachings. For you to question your inner child. Your inner child is not a monster. It's not the devil. It's not evil. It's a trapped child. It's you trapped in something that went on that's unresolved in your childhood experiences that you badly need to go and resolve. And that's why I like the analogy of the inner child. Not perfect. No analogy is perfect. But I want you to think of yourself as the spiritual parent, the parent with the intuition, with the inner knowing, and you're going to help and educate your inner child. And the inner child, like all children, that's why I like the analogy, will resist you, will be difficult, say, no, I'm not interested, I don't want to listen to you. And that's hopefully our teachings will help you to be compassionate, to be caring, to be consistent. See that consistency, small steps every day, working with your inner child. And then slowly the inner child thaws. And what we're doing, the basis of the work we're doing here from Taoism, is to avert this separation between the spiritual you and the inner child, like a tug of war or a rutting steers. What we're trying to do is to melt them into one, so the inner child integrates into your Shen and you become a team. And now you're in flow. Now you can hit that sweet spot. Now, like a river, you can guide your canoe. It doesn't matter what the river offers. You can find a way around the obstacles. And this is what Taoism and these teachings are all about.
And David, just one final thing I wanted to say, that a lot of people may listen to this and say, well, I've worked hard, I've strived, I've set goals, and I've succeeded. So that kind of goes against what you've described as Wu Wei. I think the big difference here is the success and fulfillment plus the inner peace, because we can all have successes through following our inner child's perfectionism. And, you know, those small wins, it's like the drug addict getting a little piece of validation. But deep down, we don't have that sense of inner peace, of calmness. And for me, how do I know when I'm in Wu Wei? I get the feelings. I get the green-like feelings. I would describe them as calmness, contentment, bliss, relaxation, ease. And I can experience some of those green light feelings, even if I'm in a very challenging, difficult situation. And when I do, that tells me that I am dealing with this situation, I'm flowing through this situation, as difficult it is, but I know I'm in my wu-wei zone, because those small, and they may be small, but that sense of inner peace that I carry with me is the indicator that I am in wu-wei.
Yes, I think you've described it well, Alex. And I think the thing about the inner child, and I'm sure that some of you watching are highly successful financially or building your homes or in your careers, but it's never enough. And this is one of the situations for the inner child. I often think about the idea of the donkey and the carrot dangling in front of it. You always want more. There's always got to be more. You've got to get a bigger car, a bigger house, live in a different part of the town, work for a bigger company. You compare yourself to somebody else, to something else. And so that's why we call it the carousel of despair, or some of my clients call it the hamster's wheel. You're running faster and faster and faster and getting nowhere. And really, that's the difference of how you view life. Do you view it through the lens of the inner child, just material, or do you view it through the lens of your spirituality, of who you really are, of really what matters to you? And I'm saying, as Alex is saying, I'm repeating what Alex says, being in your flow, being happy, living to your standards, reaching your potential, and having that inner peace, that sweet spot, that flow in your life, so you can eat better, sleep better, exercise appropriately, and get and enjoy this wonderful life that we're blessed with. We are so fortunate. We are so lucky. And we are one of those stars is in the sky. And it's our job to shine as brightly as we can. Don't worry about another star. It's your responsibility to shine as brightly as you can. So be accountable for that. This is your life. You're at the steering wheel. You drive in your way and be proud of yourself. And above all, as we say in all the videos, believe in yourself. If you believed in yourself half as much as I believed in you, you'd see a massive step forward.
Thank you, David. And next week's teaching, we are going to be covering the three inner child lies that David mentioned, which, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, I can't cope, which are essentially the beliefs and the drivers that shut you off from living in wu-wei. So do tune in for next week's teaching. I will also put a link in the show notes to our Shen long form teaching playlist, which includes lots of more information on what is the Shen, the spiritual self, how to connect to it, and also a couple of beautiful Shen guided meditations as well to help you with this topic.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's Wu Wei Wisdom Life Lesson. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and please rate and review us to help us grow. If you'd like to work one-to-one with David, he supports clients all over the world every week via video call. You can learn more about David's consultations, plus our online events, offers and gifts on our website, wuweiwisdom.com. You can also meet and share with us in our private Facebook group, on our YouTube channel, and on Instagram. Search for Wu Wei Wisdom and you'll find us. Until next time, stay happy, healthy, and in your flow.